Is it worth the waiting for? If we live till 84, all we ever get is gruel. Every day we say a prayer. Will they change the bill of fare? Still we get the same old gruel. There's not a crust, not a crumb. Can we find, can we beg, can we borrow or cash? But there's nothing to stop.
School children at Harry's over in Cookham today had a very special Red Nose Day, because with them this morning at their assembly was Luke Thomas. Now, he's the 19-year-old celebrity chef of Luke's Dining Room fame over at the Sanctum on the Green in Cookham Dean. And I'm joined now by Sophie Green, head teacher of Harry's, to talk to us about how everything went this morning. Hi there.
Hi, Paul. Yes, no, we've had a fantastic day today. Children always very excited on Red Nose Day and very keen and eager to raise money for comic relief. So they all arrived dressed in red and came into assembly very excited. And Luke had arrived a little bit earlier and we'd had a chance to have a little chat. And it was really kind of him to give up his time. But Sanctum on the Green is really near to the school, so it was a short trip for him. He arrived and the children came into assembly and he had set his ingredients up at the front and he was making a white chocolate and raspberry cheesecake, which involved no cooking. The children were all enthralled and he showed them the ingredients and put them all together in a very short space of time, and in fact invited two of our pupils up to the front. So we had Lily from year 3 and George from year 6. Came up and helped put the different parts of the cheesecake together, and the children were able to ask Luke questions about why he had decided to become a chef and what it felt like and whether he was a good chef right from day one or not. So it was great. It was a really good experience for the children.
Well, you never know. He may well have inspired some of them to consider taking it themselves.
I'm sure. In fact, I'm just in the process at this moment of sending our newsletter out to parents, which we send every week, and we're hoping to be able to detach all the ingredients and to hear that all the pupils have made white chocolate and raspberry cheesecake for their parents at home this weekend.
No, that's a good idea. Make me feel hungry, actually.
Yes. Well, in fact, we weren't sure what we were going to do because he made two quite large wine glasses full of the cheesecake. That's how they were presented. We put them in the fridge and brought them out at lunchtime, and all the children had a little teaspoon and came and had a taste, and it was very delicious. So that was good.
Yeah. So how much money was raised today by the children?
Well, we raised a fair amount in the end. The school brought one of the red noses for all the children, and then all the children paid £1 to come in non-uniform and to wear bright red. And some of the year 5 pupils held a little stall in one of the classrooms at break time and did their own tombola, all off their own back, in fact. And then we held a timed silence a little bit later on in the morning. So I think altogether, we haven't got the final total yet, but I think altogether we'll be sort of approaching £400, which for sort of a small rural school like Harry's is a really good contribution. So I'm really pleased with all the children, and it's been a really great day.
Oh, that's really good, actually, and it's nice for the children to take part and be involved on a day like today.
Yes. I think it's something that's celebrated nationally, and all schools are doing it, so it's important that the children feel part of something like that.
Thanks very much for talking to us today. I'll catch up with you again soon, because there's always something exciting going on at Harry's.
There's always several exciting things going on at Harry's, so I'm sure we will.
Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
I'm joined now by Luke Thomas, Luke's Dining Room fame, over at the Sanctum on the Green in Cookham Dean. Hi, Luke.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, yes. You had an interesting time this morning, I gather, over at Harry's.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's great. I mean, one of my big things is that, you know, to really try and support the local area. And, you know, it was great to go over there. Obviously, it's comic relief day to day. It ties in very well. You know, I'm on Great British Menu next week, which is in aid of comic relief as well. So, yeah, no, had some good fun. I had some of the people this morning putting together a white chocolate and raspberry cheesecake, which was good fun. I think we all enjoyed that. So, yeah, it was a good morning.
You like being busy, don't you? Because you were always doing something.
I like being very busy. I think since a young age I've had that sort of passion and determination to, you know, succeed, and that it's just, you know, it's what it's about for me. That's, you know, it's what I do. I perform best under chaos, really, and you know, I think that's why I perform best in the kitchen, because, you know, it's an area where, okay, that's my skill, you know, cooking, being creative with food. Actually, being in that environment, which is high pressured, it's fast, that is where I do really perform.
The adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me about this documentary that's coming up in May, I believe.
Well, it's on BBC Three in May. The story of the documentary is it's a fly on the wall, and it's following me opening Luke's dining room at Sanctum on the Green. It really just giving a true insight to what it's like to open a restaurant, to own a restaurant, not only the cooking side, but recruiting a team, having a team of suppliers around you. And it was hard work at the start. And I think I almost underestimated how much work it would be. So I'll go in, write a lovely little menu, and it'll all happen. And it's not always as simple as that. But it's a really interesting programme. May the 9th, it's on BBC Three. So, it'd be really exciting.
There you go, listeners. I should put that on your calendar so you don't miss it. Thanks very much, Luke, for joining us today.
No problem at all. Have a good weekend.
If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it that's surfeiting. The appetite may sicken and so dull. That strain again, it had a dying fall. Oh, it came o'er my ear like the sweet sound that breathes upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odor. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it that's surfeiting. The appetite may sicken and so die. That strain again, it had a dying fall. Oh, it came o'er my ear like the sweet sound that breathes upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odor. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before.